woman approached me just the other day. I lived in Washington, D.C. She began to say, they all sang We Shall Overcome back in 1964. Where did that all go now that it's needed even more? I thought I should have an answer. I think I should now too. But when I look around me now, I'm afraid I haven't a clue. With the country and the world sinking deeper in the mire, in this age of famine, flood, and fire, walking on the ashes through the toxic, hazy air, past the chimneys, the only thing still standing there. Now if we think ahead, seven generations, what little might remain of what we call civilization? It was maybe damned to start with, but what a thing to comprehend, that you and I and our grandchildren may be the ones to watch it end. Now that it is past the time when it's only down to the wire, in this age of famine, flood, and fire, I used to marvel at the people going out and having fun. I'd wonder if they thought of all that which must be done. Now it's too late to join them in the ignorance and bliss. I'll just wonder as I watch them, might their children live like this? All the pot in California cannot numb the pain. And sometimes I try to figure out, in the time that still remains, how would I spend the rest of it just fulfilling my desire? In this age of famine, flood, and fire, perhaps a scientific breakthrough will allow us all to live, now that industry has robbed the earth of all it had to give. Maybe from the ashes, new life will arise that will not be burdened by what I've witnessed with these eyes. Perhaps some global spring will be born out of the flood. A great forest will grow up from somewhere beneath the mud. But if I said I was an optimist, then I would be a liar. In this age of famine, flood, and fire, of famine, flood, and fire.